From El Paso to Port Arthur, Pampa to Eagle Pass, Sugar Land to Abilene, and all points in between, no matter where you are, you're on Texas Standard Time on this Thursday, May 26th. Really great to have you with us. I'm David Brown. I'm just going to go out on a limb here. Not much of one, mind you, but here goes nothing. Even though at the moment things seem to be rather quiet on the immigration front, the issue could be far more central in the general election than people are focused on right now. Because, well, remember, by November, unless the Supremes decide to punt, which they might, not only are we likely to have a decision on deferred deportation, more on that shortly, but there's also this. It's an item that caught our attention from the San Antonio Express News today. This one is Dateline Falfurrias, what might be described as the heart of the Rio Grande Valley. Reporter Aaron Nelson writing that just as the summer approaches, the number of families and unaccompanied minors apprehended by Customs and Immigration has hit levels not seen since 2014. The last time a surge of kids and families overwhelmed both the Border Patrol and resources for food and shelter. Aaron joins us now from his base in the valley. What are you actually seeing on the ground?
Well, we're still seeing lots of families, lots of children. But, you know, if you compare the numbers in recent months to the really busy spring of 2014, we're still pretty, you know, significantly below those numbers, but much higher than last year. So the numbers are rising again.
Well, you know, I was just comparing month to month and looking at what, you know, what it looked like back in, I guess it was 2014, you know, 7,100 unaccompanied minors and families in the Rio Grande sector intercepted last month alone. I don't see anything on the charts that compares with that except for, you know, the spike in 2014.
Well, in 2014, just as a, you know, reference, in May, the number of unaccompanied children was well above 10,000. It was about 10,600. And there were, during that same month, May, about 12,700 family units. We are definitely seeing an increase, and I think part of what some analysts and just reporting with people on the ground seems to suggest is that, you know, the crisis in Central America, the things that are pushing people to immigrate are still there. The numbers dipped last year, mm-hmm. partly due to increased enforcement in Mexico.
Right.
And so we're not seeing quite the same numbers that we did during that really busy spring and summer of 2014. But the numbers are starting to go up again, and that could suggest that smugglers are finding new routes. I've spoken with some immigrant shelters in southern Mexico. They Right. say that they're seeing record numbers of people again. So,
well, I guess we're now talking about the question why. I mean, it sounds like the answer to that question continues to be what's going on in Central America.
Yes, particularly El Salvador, but certainly in Honduras and Guatemala as well. Really crushing poverty, which has been an issue for many, many years. But it seems that the violence, which has been so bad, El Salvador is one of the has one of the highest homicide rates in the world, and Honduras and Guatemala have pretty bad homicide rates as well. And it seems to be a tipping point. It's really pushing people, and has been for the past few years.
But this is the interesting thing. I mean, we've the United States has put a lot of pressure on Mexico to do more to intercept those who are trying to move from Central America and cross the Rio Grande. But then there's this other component that seems like the message that, you know, whatever you're coming to the United States for may not be here. That is to say, you know, that people are still being deported, that it's still tough to get across the Rio Grande, that in the summer people die trying to get in to the United States. What about that message? What do these migrants say about their expectations?
You know, it's interesting. I've talked to a lot of people about that, and I think that people try to separate the possibility of danger or something terrible happening to them. That's going to happen to somebody else, not me. You know, I spoke with a woman a few weeks ago, and this was right when Border Patrol had found a couple of two-year-old kids in separate situations on the banks of the river. The smuggler had left the children there. And I asked this mother who was at the migrant shelter in McAllen about, and she was with a 7-month-old child and a 14-year-old son. And she said that, you know, well, yeah, but I really looked for a good smuggler, you know, somebody who wasn't going to cheat me, somebody who was trustworthy. And but then she also said that she had a sister who wanted to come and she was going to warn her sister off of coming. So kind of mixed message. I think at the end of the day, the people that feel really desperate that they have no other situation, no other alternative to look to or turn to, this is what they're going to do.
Aaron Nelson reports from the Rio Grande Valley Bureau for the San Antonio Express News. Aaron, thanks for your time.
Thank you.